are we all in order? Please, counselors, take a seat. Hoskell, will you wake up, please? Thank you.
Let's just get on with this.
Somebody's in a foul mood today. Enough baiting, Rama. We're all adults here. Now, let us move to the business of politics, shall we? Perhaps even aspects forbid actually do our jobs? Do let's. This isn't the sort of thing I want to spend any amount of time on if I can help it. There's no money in it. Quite the opposite, actually.
I should hope this will not be a difficult meeting. We allowed the Zonites too much leeway once, and it cost my father his life along with much of the council. We can't possibly be foolish enough to do so again.
Enough. The bill before the council today is number 34-987, named the Edict of Restriction and... I'm sorry, we can't actually be considering this, can we? This is barbaric.
Less barbaric than a war, Councillor Tanis. You have never seen war as I have, so trust me when I say that this is practically merciful.
Barbaric or not, I can't say I'm a fan of this one. Where exactly do you propose I sell my overstock, if not to the Undercity?
This isn't about your profit margin, Liam. This is about the safety of Piltover.
Spare me. This is about petty vengeance for a bloody nose and a black eye, and we all know it. House Hoskell and House Sallow have our fortunes sunk into perishable goods, and this bill would decimate them.
Now look, I'm as keen as anyone to teach the trenches what
language,
for.
Counselor.
Oh, fine. The Zornites, what for?
Thank you.
But ever since Nox has pulled out their stakes in Piltover, things have gone from bad to worse. Some of us are only above water because of the ferris subsidies and stocks.
Can we actually get to the summary of the bill, please? We do have to read this one off, you know.
Fine. The Edict of Restriction binds all sale and distribution of foodstuffs and potables by Piltover markets, houses, both great and lesser, subsidiary and shell companies, and individuals to any market, business, or individual of Zonet nationality, for an indefinite period of time. And I reiterate that this is barbaric.
We cannot afford a soft approach to Zon any longer, Councillor Tallis. Zon has forced our hand by elevating a terrorist responsible for the outright murder of hundreds of Piltovans to the rank of Ken Baron.
Don't give me that, you hypocritical talking spanner.
How dare you?
Yes. Baron Varadze has been one of Piltover's most wanted for years for her trade in deadly poisons. Baron Smeech has been wanted for illegal experimentation of sapients for two damn decades. Why is Jinx the tipping point? Where's the logic?
Smeech's horrors are largely confined to Zon's population, while Varadze's crimes are committed and abetted by her customers. She is a supplier. Jinx is a clear and present danger to Piltover's people and its infrastructure. That, Councillor Tallis, is the tipping point.
Councillors, regardless of the logic, this is the edict before us. And we do have to vote on it, I assume?
Indeed, Councillor Tallis, I understand your misgivings and I'm not deaf to them. This edict isn't intended as a permanent fixture, though. It's a bargaining chip. We need leverage. And this edict grants us that. Are you seriously telling me you'd rather have a war than pass this bill?
No, of course not. But we're talking about threatening to starve an entire city of people, Mel. This isn't even going to touch the barons. They have enough corn in stockpiles to survive a siege down there. The only people who will suffer are the most vulnerable of them.
It's not as though they don't eat each other down there anyway. I hardly think they'll notice the difference.
That's out of order, Councillor Hoskell. Not to play Darkin's advocate, but since when do you care about the little people of Zon, Councillor Tallis? You've always been rather Piltover first.
I serve Piltover above all, but that doesn't mean I want to see children starving in the streets, Sallow.
Nor do I. And I meant no offense. Let's get to brass tacks here, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, we're voting on a new weapon, yes? This edict is supposed to put pressure on the Ken Barons. The Ken Barons aren't cruel, but they're not stupid. And they know that no amount of cracking the whip will stave off mass rioting once there are enough hungry bellies down there.
Moreover, we're threatening their own profit margins as well. By throttling trade to Zon, we're hitting them on multiple fronts. And with the cadres growing in number and discipline every day, any raid on Piltover's food stores would be a massacre.
That doesn't answer the question of this edict essentially butchering what few market avenues my house still has.
Agreed. I can't vote against the interests of my own house.
Then the bill dies. An edict requires a clear majority.
Let's not be hasty. Sallow, Hoskell, there is a matter that should be addressed before you two make your final decision.
Prince Jarvan has reached out to us regarding trade lanes.
Well, Demacy has a breadbasket there. I doubt they'll need anything from us.
They're on the edge of a civil war. Many of the outlying provinces are in full revolt. That breadbasket you're talking about is burning. The prince wants to secure a stable food supply for the cities under the throne's control should the farms fail to yield a harvest.
Mel, this is bribery!
I beg to differ. This is business, Councillor Talis. We cannot allow our allies to starve while we feed our enemies. No, that's absolutely unconscionable. House Hoskell would be happy to provide shipments at reasonable prices.
House Sallow would as well.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's the least we can do, after all. The support they've provided to us during the Cadre's growing pains, after all. Yes, I think that will do nicely. Excellent. With that little bit of side business out of the way, shall we vote?
Let us, please.
I'm starting to get whiplash.
Fine. All in favor of passing Bill 34-987, the Edict of Restriction, let yourself be known.
Aye. Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The ayes have it. The Edict of Restriction shall be enacted pursuant to the statutes of permittance. All businesses affected by the edicts will have one full mark to remove their interests from the relevant areas.
So, starting on Progress Day, we starve the Undercity.
God's an aspect.
Think of it as a teachable moment, Councillor Talis. Progress happens whether we want it or not. And Zon will either learn how to keep up or they will be left behind.
Indeed. Now, shall we break for lunch?
Food for
Let's. I hear they're serving an excellent fillet of mild downstairs.
Really?
I'm sorry, Jace. But this will be for the best, you'll see. Mother, forgive me.